Good morning. We're learning Hilchos Shabbos, Chayyadim Hilchos Shabbos, Kol Beis, and we're starting Siman Hey. Just want to point out the Chayyadim is going to discuss something known in Halacha as Hatmono, which is basically insulating food, not on the fire. There's a scenario of insulating food on the fire, which we'll talk about as well, but the primary scenario is insulating food not on the fire. So, in that sense, the primary issue of it is taking place on Erev Shabbos. Theoretically, it could happen on Shabbos as well. The position where the Chayyadim discusses this is here in the Halachos of Erev Shabbos. He does go back and discuss it again much later on in the Halachos of cooking on Shabbos, returning food to the fire, etc. The Chayyadim does not discuss the Halachos of Chazar, as you mentioned. That happens on Shabbos. And here he's discussing the primary of the Halachos of Erev Shabbos. So in that sense, in a chronological order, this the placement of the Chayyadim makes a lot of sense. The Shulchan Aruch actually discusses Shia and Chazara together, and only discusses Hatmona a few simonim later. Shia and Chazara are in Simon Reish Nun Gimel, and the laws of Hatmona are discussed in Simon Reish Nun Zayin, Reish Nun Ches, and Reish Nun Tes. The Chayyadim does not mention Chazorah over here at all. So Chazorah is returning the food to the fire on Shabbos. The logic behind the presentation of the Shulchan Aruch is that Shia and Chazorah share many of the halachas of Grufa and Ketumah, like we mentioned in the recent shir. So Chazorah, there's a discussion how to understand the first Mishnah of the third parak of Masechta Shabbos. It's a discussing Shehiya or Chazorah because they share certain elements. Regards to the chronological order, Hatmana makes sense to discuss it now because Hatmana is the idea of taking food off of the fire and putting it in something to insulate it and keep it hot on Shabbos. That usually happens on Erev Shabbos, and that's why the Chayyadim presents it here. That being said, it can take place both on Erev Shabbos, it can take place on Shabbos as well. Chazal differentiated to clarify this point, because I'll differentiate between two types of materials which all they do is they insulate. They do not tend to add heat themselves. And there's certain materials which tend to add heat. We know that there's certain types of biocomposts, when they sit through the process of the breakdown that they have with the chemicals which break down and the bacteria which feeds on it, etc., it produces heat. A person will go past the pile of manure, it can generate its own heat. A compost heap can generate heat. So Chazal recognized there are certain items either that they have the ability to generate heat themselves, or they reflect back the heat so well to the food that they are the equivalent of generating heat. That's known in Halacha as Moisef Hevel. There are certain items which are not Moisef Hevel. They only are Maimed Hevel. They keep the heat which is there. They insulate, but they do not actually generate heat themselves. Something which is a Moisef Hevel, something which has ability to add heat, Chazal prohibited the act of Hatmona even from before Shabbos. Something which cannot add heat on its own, it's only Maimed Hevel, only maintains the heat, is permitted insulation of the food. Is permitted before Shabbos. And this is, again, the case where it's not on the fire, a person took it off of the fire, so it's not similar to Shia and Chazar, which are in the place where things on the oven or on the stove where heat is generated. This is off of the fire. Person takes, example, person would have a pot of soup, which is on the fire, right before Shabbos, the person takes it over the fire, wraps it up in a down comforter, wraps it up in a towel, wraps it up in something which will keep the heat and turn off the fire before Shabbos. There's no need to keep the fire on and heat up the house. And the pot of soup will be warm or hot for the Suda by night because it was insulated. That is something which is a Maimed Hevel. A person who wants to do that while it's on the fire, the pot is sitting on the blech and then covered over with towels, that would be prohibited because in that situation, because there is a heat source there, it's not only going to maintain the heat, but it's the fact the heat source is there, it helps the heat even become stronger because it's insulated. That's equivalent to halacha to being mosif hevel, which is prohibited even from Erev Shabbos. On Shabbos itself, Chazal prohibited the act of insulation. If something was not insulated from before Shabbos, something was not in a state of hatmona from before Shabbos, a person cannot put it into a state of hatmona on Shabbos. So in our scenario, a person left the fire on, and the pot was on the fire going into Shabbos, and they took it off of the fire and said, you know, let's not put it back on the fire, but let's put it, wrap it up, so somebody's coming later for the Suda, they can have hot soup. One cannot do so. One can return the pot to the fire under certain circumstances, which will be clarified. A person cannot transfer it from being on the fire into a state of hatmona. So that's the background to the siman, the sermon that we will start in the siman itself in the next year. And meanwhile, have a good day.